Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, Kiri, you said?
Kiri, that's right.
Oh, Kiri, look, it's Catherine Morgan, love. I brought my darling little guinea pig down to have an operation about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Her name was Ginger Meg. Are you the lady on the front desk with the coloured hair?
No, that would be Emily.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Emily gave her a little shampoo and that. But look, she's been going really good. Like, I have no dramas with her. But what she's doing, and she was doing it before I come down, I did mention it to the vet. You know those little steps you get, you know, for kids to stand on to go on the toilets if they can't read?
Yeah.
I've got one of those over her little swimming pool thing she's got here.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps chewing on the bloody thing, like, on the legs. Now, is that normal? The vet said she could just be bored.
Listen, it's a possibility, but obviously they are chewers. They will chew a lot of things, and some pigs will leave things alone, and some pigs just will chew absolutely everything in their sight. The problem would be is if it's a plastic, like, they could be chewing and ingesting it. So if that is the case, I definitely would remove it if she is chewing that.
Well, she's biting on it, like she's biting on it, like sort of thing. But what I used to give her, and I stopped giving them to her because when I come down to the vet, they just said give the products that you had down there. But I used to buy, they're like a chew block from only from Woolworths and Coles, and they're like a square block, and they've got all seeds in. And she loves them. She used to chew them all day.
The seeds and stuff really aren't very good for them at all. With their diet and everything, it's not good for them. You can give them little branches and things to chew on, like lemon branches or things like that. But obviously, they've got thorns and whatnot, and you just have to make sure that they come from places that they haven't sprayed or anything.
That's too hard basket, love. So no, I just wondered because she's really good. She's eating, she's happy, but she just gets under when I put her under there, you know, when I'm trying to have a sleep, and I hear I say, stop it, you little bitch. And she stops and I'll take it off of them.
Yeah, like if it is plastic and stuff, definitely, because she could be ingesting those pieces and that's not going to be good for her.
Okay, so is there anything else I can give her?
Definitely using things like the harvest, the hay stacks and things like that, they have to really pull and chew and eat those. They're definitely very good. I could see if our other nurse who's got the guinea pigs has any other ideas for you. If you don't mind, I'll just pop you on hold.
Yeah, because she's got plenty. I've spent all that money on hay down there, and she's got all the beans, and she eats really well. So I just don't know whether she's bored, but I just thought maybe if she does need to be chewing on something, all right, if you can just find out for me, love.
Yeah, sure, won't be a minute.
I'm taking that off you.
She recommended getting on the Guinea Pigs Australia website. They've got a lot of different chew therapy toys and things like that that are directed specifically for guinea pigs and are going to be safe for them to chew on. So yeah, if you just Google the Guinea Pigs Australia, bring up their website, and yeah, they've got things that you can purchase off that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've just been looking at this, and it's just like she's chipping at it, you know, sort of thing. But I don't think anything's broken off. But she's been down, and she was all tested, like, well, she's had her operation 2 weeks ago. So I'll just take this off from her now because, yeah, maybe she is just bored.
Yeah, like she's definitely not any discomfort when she's chewing, like eating a hay or a veggie or anything like that.
No, not at all, love. And she's just been to the shops with me today. She goes for 3 outings in the car. She goes for walks. I take her down. I think I took her to all the shops in a big thing today in a Coles trolley all around Westfield for about 2.5 hours. So she gets plenty of outings. She gets cuddles. She goes to the nursing homes. I think she's just bored.
No, just the reason I ask, sometimes they can show signs of discomfort if they're chewing and grinding their teeth, but if she's just chewing and she does that pretty much, it's probably get on the Guinea Pigs Australia website and they'll probably have quite a few chew therapy toys, things that you can use there.
All right, that's good, love, because the lady in there, I checked her out 2 weeks after the operation, she said everything was fine, so.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's great. Good to hear. Okay, thanks, Catherine. Good luck. Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.